Welcome to Sounds of the Season on WAER. I'm Kevin Kloss. For the next hour, we'll continue our exploration of music discovery to fill you with sweet sounds this summer. Helping us on our journey this week is host of the World Cafe, Talia Schlanger. Talia, thanks so much for being part of this conversation.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for having me.
So most of our listeners know you as host of the World Cafe. You joined as a contributor back in 2016. But if we back things up a little bit, where do you sort of trace your initial interest to music discovery?
Oh, ever since I was really small, digging through my dad's record collection and listening to him play Simon and Garfunkel on the acoustic guitar. He's a real fan of the song The Boxer. I could probably have recited all the lyrics to that song to you when I was like 6 or 7 years old, I'd say. And I'm from Toronto, or just outside of Toronto. I was raised in the suburbs and then spent a lot of my career there. I worked in musical theater when I was a kid, so some of my musical discovery was in that realm. And then I just fell in love with discovering music on my own, I guess through CDs at the I was a kid of the CD era. CDs at the local record store, or CD store, I guess, as it were. And yeah, saving up my money to buy CDs that I wanted. I think the first one was Dookie by Green Day.
So with your dad's guitar there, it sounds like you were just around music a lot as a kid growing up. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, he was a lover. He's sort of a musical hippie at heart, I guess. And he was a lover of all the good stuff, like Leonard Cohen and Simon and Garfunkel and Joni Mitchell and Cat Stevens. And so, yeah, he'd play lots of stuff around the house. Oh, and also I really vividly remember his Huey Lewis and the News tape in the tape deck in the car. And Hip to Be Square was on heavy rotation in my childhood.
I feel sort of a connection to you already. You mentioned the Dookie album sort of as your first album. I can remember being very young, probably in elementary school, going around talking, "What's your favorite song?" And I think kids all sort of had kid-appropriate songs at that point. So when I say When I Come Around is my favorite song at the age of 5 or 6, it raises some eyebrows. But that just sort of goes to show you, you know, that music you're exposed to as a kid, it can tend to stick with you for a while.
Good for you. Yeah, it's so funny because we really had to, as kids, go out of our way to find stuff like that. And there'd probably be an explicit warning on whatever you wanted to buy. And maybe you had to go to the right CD store to find the album where you knew that they weren't going to give you any trouble about buying something that had one of those warnings on it, where now kids can access anything. But man, Dookie's a classic, and it always will be.
So prior to joining the World Cafe, you were active with the CBC. And of course, as you mentioned, you're from the beautiful city of Toronto. As someone who's kind of plugged into that Canadian music scene, what are some artists that you really enjoy but you think maybe some people in the States just haven't come across yet?
I have to say, whenever anybody asks me that question, especially recently since his new album came out, I like to say Donovan Woods. He is from a town called Sarnia in Ontario. He's now based in Toronto. And he does a bunch of songwriting in Nashville. So he sort of split between being a co-writer in Nashville and then having his own solo career. And his new album, Both Ways, I think is one of the finest sort of warm singer-songwriter Americana-y feeling record with so much heart. Like he does that amazing thing in songwriting where he can find the tiniest detail, like flowered pants or something, and then create a whole story around it that makes you see things differently. And he has this warm voice. It's so inviting. There's a song called Burn That Bridge on the record that just builds into this beautiful, beautiful thing. And a song called Next Year, they'll make you cry every time you listen to it. So he's really special. And we actually had him on the cafe recently, and I have to watch my Canadian bias. I don't think I have it. I try and leave it at the door, but I'm always really thrilled when somebody from home comes in here and knocks people's socks off. And that's Donovan Woods for sure. I don't know if you want another one. I got another one up my sleeve, but if that's enough for you, then that's
no, go ahead. Who else?
Bonjay is an artist that just put out their debut record. It's called Lush Life, also based in Toronto. And this album, I mean, I come from a really eclectic city. And if you sort of want a taste of what it's like to ride a streetcar through Toronto, that's what a lot of this album sounds like to me. There are just like, it's just like pieces of different cultures and conversations and soundscapes that all comes together in this really beautiful way. And the lead singer, Alana Stewart, has this beautiful voice that it all hangs on. And I just think it's one of those records, I haven't heard anything like it. and I sort of discovered it and then backtracked my way to discovering that it was an under-the-radar Canadian artist. But yeah, Bonjay is a hot pick, and especially for the summer, I think.
Interesting you would just pick those two artists. You know, in preparation for our conversation today, I'd gone through some of these artists, and we're actually going to play tracks from both of those artists in just a few minutes. Going back to Donovan Woods for a second, we're going to play that song, Burn That Bridge, for everybody. I really enjoy what I've heard from him. He kind of has this way where I feel like he has a very mellow vibe to him, but at the same time, I don't feel myself like drifting away. I feel almost like actively mellow when I listen to his music. When you're trying to introduce someone to Donovan Woods, is there any parallel you can draw to a different artist, or does he kind of stand out on his own?
Oh, that's a good way to put it, sort of on alert but also relaxed at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I think Donovan stands on his own very much. I think what he does is really special. If I had to say, if you like these artists, you might like Donovan Woods, I'd maybe say Iron and Wine. He's sort of got a similar feel in that it's like woodsy and warm and inviting and thoughtful and poetic. And it doesn't demand a lot of you, and you can sort of sink right into it. I'd also compare him to another Canadian artist that I love called Rose Cousins, who sings on his record. And if you haven't checked her out, that's another under-the-radar hot Canadian pick.
And how did you find out about Donovan Woods? How did you come across his work?
So I used to host a music show at CBC, which is Canada's public broadcaster. It was a weekend morning show. And I guess just through the grapevine there, discovered a song, an old song of his called Put on Cologne, that I'm still in love with to this day. It was sort of in rotation on the show before I took it over. And I followed him, you know, through his career and ever since, and had him on a TV show that I used to host there. So I had interviewed him back home in Canada, and I've just kept up with him ever since.
Okay, so we're going to hear a couple of those tracks right now. We'll start off with Donovan Woods and Burn That Bridge, but we'll continue our conversation with Talia Schlanger from the World Cafe. Stick and stay. This is Sounds of the Season on WAER.
As a public radio listener, we know you have a lot of different interests. And with our slate of podcasts, we try and provide on-demand audio for everyone.
This is Marv Duggar with Science on the Radio.
From contentious public divorces to drunk driving arrests to private rants caught on tape, Hollywood figures are no stranger to the heat of the spotlight.
The NBA Draft Combine starts today, and every Syracuse fan is watching this guy.
Whether it's science, sports, or pop culture, we think you'll find something you can enjoy. Check out our selection of on-demand audio over at WAER.org or in Apple Podcasts by searching for WAER.
Welcome back to Sounds of the Season, the summer edition on WAER. I'm Kevin Kloss. Joining me this hour, Talia Schlanger from The World Cafe. We just heard some music from a couple of Canadian artists. First, Donovan Woods, and then Bonjay with the song Chelsea. Talia, there seems like, just from those two songs, there's a lot of good music coming out of Canada. Does Canada have like a reputation for a certain style of music?
No, I think it's as vast as it is here in the States. I think if we picture quintessential, most famous Canadian artists that we know, I think maybe they're Leonard Cohen, Joni Mitchell, and Feist, maybe, and Arcade Fire. So maybe, with the exception of Arcade Fire, those names sort of sit in a tradition. But the variety and the diversity of Canadian people is so vast and would really, really blow your mind. And that's reflected in the music that comes out of Canada, too. I mean, you've got like Acadian fiddling traditions all the way on the East Coast, and people making surf rock on the West Coast, and basically everything in between.
Now we're going to stick with the Canada theme for just a second. I have to ask this question while I have you here.
Sure.
True or false, you were on an episode of Degrassi.
True. True story. Oh, that's good. Good research, Kevin. Yes, I was. I believe I used to be an actor for my job and did a couple of like teeny tiny insignificant cameos on shows. Degrassi was one of them. I believe that I played like a university representative at some sort of pivotal decision moment in one of the characters' lives. That's really way to go from the vault. It was a great show. Did you watch it?
I must confess, I did not. But as soon as I saw it, there's an IMDb page for you. And when I saw it, I said, I should try to get a hold of that episode.
That's so funny. Yeah, no, I was wondering if you'd ever seen the show before. The show is so good, and an alumni of the show, I guess, you know, there was an original show that, I don't know when they started, but it was on air when I was in school, sort of in the 90s, I think. And then there was sort of a next generation new school class that I was on one episode of. But Drake is Aubrey Graham, the most famous alumni of Degrassi. He played the character Jimmy for a long time on that show. Did you know that?
I did not.
Okay, well, Drake was on Degrassi, and he's a way more famous Degrassi alumni than I am.
So getting back to music discovery, for you, that's something that you spend a lot of space in because of your job as host of the World Cafe. How much of that would you say is influenced by you going and seeing an artist perform live?
That definitely happens. I especially in an environment like South by Southwest, right? We were in Austin, Texas, and when you're in a place where you don't deliberately necessarily choose what acts you're going to see, and you're just exposed to a whole pile of stuff, that's where some amazing discovery happens. The same stuff happens at festivals too, and sometimes you can really fall in love with what an artist has done in a live setting, maybe more than you would on a record. And I love when that happens.
So for someone who is starting to develop a passion for maybe going outside their comfort zone, broadening their horizon, and just discovering some new music, would you say getting out there and seeing shows live, that's a must for anyone who's trying to branch out with music discovery?
Yeah, if you can. I mean, it's sort of the best. And you'll never, I mean, the relationship that you have with an artist when they're sort of in your headphones or on your car speakers is one thing, but to be in the room where they're making the sounds that they make is a whole other thing. For people who don't do sort of concert going as sport like we do, when you work in radio, like I'm sure you do too, Kevin, I think, you know, if you're gonna see a certain amount of concerts over the course of a year, make half of them artists that you know that you're really excited about, and half of them people that maybe you've never heard of before, and just see what happens.
So how many music festivals, and obviously this is different than maybe the average consumer out there, but how many music festivals do you think on a given year you'll attend?
Oh, I'm not the craziest music festival goer. This year it'll probably end up being like three, which is pretty normal. We've got the big Exponential Fest that happens here in Philadelphia, and I was at South by Southwest, and I'll probably end up being at one or two more. But I'd say like concert going, because so many bands come through Philadelphia too, and I do so much of that for my job, concert going really happens on more of a sort of consistent year-round basis for me.
Is there an artist or maybe a few that you can think of where you had heard a track from them in the studio, but then after you had a chance to see them live, you just thought so much more of them given the live performance?
Yeah, absolutely. St. Vincent comes to mind when you ask that question. She put out her album Mass Seduction last year, and wow, I have a relationship with the album as a listener on headphones, loving it. Saw her in concert where she played to a backing track of the album, standing on stage by herself in basically like a superhero costume, and shredding on the guitar and singing her face off. And it was this huge production. And so that added a whole nother layer of appreciation for me onto what the album was. And then the next day she came in to do a session for World Cafe where she stripped it all down and played a bunch of songs from that album with an acoustic guitar. And that's, I mean, it was just like an incredible slice of the scope of somebody's talent, you know, to strip a song like Los Angeles down from all that crazy techno synthy sprawl and actually play those riffs and sing those words and convey that meaning with an acoustic guitar, change the meaning of the song again for me. And just like layering my appreciation of a piece of music like that is something that I always associate St. Vincent with.
We're going to have more with Talia Schlanger from the World Cafe coming up. We're going to take just a short break, and when we do that, we're going to hear music from one of the artists that we just talked about. We're going to hear from St. Vincent and the acoustic version of Los Angeles. I'm Kevin Kloss, and this is Sounds of the Season, the summer edition from WAER Syracuse.
Support comes from California Closets on Erie Boulevard in DeWitt, working with clients to help transform spaces that change the way they live. From closets to media centers and garages, information including real-life examples of how California Closets has helped make an impact with real client stories online at californiaclosets.com.
Welcome back to Sounds of the Season on WAER Syracuse. I'm Kevin Claus, and joining me this week is Talia Schlanger from the World Cafe. Talia, we are in summertime, a time filled with vacations and travel. So if you, personally, you're going to go out on the road and you need a playlist, what's your approach to putting together your playlist?
Ooh, a road trip playlist in particular?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sort of a fan of a friend of mine named Jaron dropped this concept on me recently, and I realized that I had been doing it, but I hadn't been calling it this. He loves a good chunk playlist where you get to dig into a few songs by an artist from an album so that you can really set the tone and the feel. I'm really big on mood and feel in playlists. So maybe if this is like a real road warrior sort of a trip, you want to play a couple of songs from Charlie Crockett from his new album Lonesome as a Shadow and really set that shuffling Americana feel. And then maybe you want a couple of Willie Nelson classics. And then maybe you want a Willie and Dolly Parton duet in there. And then maybe you want a straight up Dolly Parton. And then maybe you want a Brandi Carlile to come out of Dolly Parton and keep that sort of country Americana shuffle going, and then get some Margot Price in there. I'm taking you on a trip right now. We're making this up as we go. But that's and then, oh my goodness. And then, a Sturgill Simpson or two. That sort of kind of playlist, especially if you're going on a long trip, that lets you really enjoy a feel or a pocket that you're sitting in for a little while.
I need to know where you come from, Talia. I need to know sort of the music that defines you, if you will, growing up. Because in the research for this show, I've seen a number of things. I've seen you on stage singing Don't Stop Believin'. And I've seen an old video, which I believe is a remix of Single Ladies. And that covers that covers a lot of ground for me.
Don't play that. My versions of those on your show. That's really good research. Yeah, it does. Oh, that Single Ladies cover was so fun. I was performing the Queen musical, We Will Rock You. So we were singing Queen tunes every night, and that was like a silly birthday show that we did. And a friend of mine arranged Beyonce's Single Ladies for the acoustic guitar. Yes, it's true. My musical heart goes in many different directions, and I have hungry ears. I've always had hungry ears, and I'm sometimes surprised by something that I love.
So if somebody asked you, though, like where your musical roots come from, what genre, if you had to pick one, and I know that's kind of an impossible question, but if you had to pick a genre that your roots are from, you would say what?
I can't peg myself to a genre. Can I say the genre of music that comes from the gut?
That's acceptable.
Okay.
If you can explain what that means.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you listen to a lot of music like we do, you can feel when an artist is singing from their gut, or they're making music that sounds like they were born to make music. And that, you know, whether it's sort of like an Americana feel like Donovan Woods, where he really means it and it comes from his gut, or it is this soul artist, Serpent with Feet, who has this like new gospel arrangement that also sort of sounds like it totally comes straight from his gut, or Saint Vincent singing from her gut. Those are, I'm just trying to give you a swath of a different style. Angelique Kidjo covering Talking Heads in a way that sounds like it's just baked into her bones. I'm moved by music that feels like it comes from somebody's gut and heart and soul, and that's my preferred.
I have a hard time finding where that new music is at. So for you, can you just talk a little bit about what's your process uncovering new music?
Sure. I sort of searched everywhere. I mean, Twitter is the new word of mouth. So there are some people in particular and some blogs that I like to follow on there. There are online publications like Pigeons and Planes and Stereo Gum, Pitchfork and Rolling Stone, sort of where everyone goes. And then there's also my mailbox here at World Cafe. I'm really lucky to get tons and tons and tons of mail that I try and open as much of as I possibly can and listen to. And that's a huge source of music discovery. We're really in a lucky spot where sometimes it comes to your doorstep. And I listen to, I listen to lots of radio. I turn the dial all the time. I keep up with NPR Music a lot. We're affiliated with them, but even if we weren't, I was a huge fan before I started working here, and I love what they do in terms of discovery as well.
And some of those blogs and sites you mentioned, we're going to play a couple of songs that we found off of those sites, both Pigeons and Planes, and then another site that we visited, Pitchfork, we found Omar Apollo. And so we're going to play his song Erase coming up in just a minute. But stay with us. We'll have more with Talia Schlanger from The World Cafe. You're listening to Sounds of the Season on WAER.
WAER is happy to be part of your community. But we realize that a lot of times you're on the go. Or maybe you can't connect with WAER. And that's why we've developed the WAER mobile app, so you can take us with you wherever you go. Stream our broadcast, browse our website, and listen to the latest on-demand audio. Available in the Apple and Google Play Store. Just search for WAER.
Welcome back to Sounds of the Season, the summer edition. I'm Kevin Kloss, and joining us this week, Talia Schlanger from The World Cafe. Talia, we are sort of focusing on summer throughout this series, and inevitably at some point, a critic will tell me what the song of the summer is. But what are some songs that you're sort of looking at as we head deeper into the summer season?
One song of my summer is definitely Florence and the Machine's Hunger. It has this uplifting energy to it, which is, I think, what we're looking for in many cases in a song for summer. And if you have time to go down a real video watching rabbit hole, just Google any live video of Florence Welch performing this song live. She performs it barefoot. She's wearing like something flowy, and it looks like she takes one big breath at the beginning of the song and then dances and jumps around for the next, you know, 3 to 4 minutes or however long it is, and then ends. And she's remarkable. It's a song that you can dance around to and enjoy on that level. You can listen really hard to the lyrics and dig into some of the meaning there, because there's really a lot there, and I think it's a powerful song. And it's just so fun. You could hear it poolside, that's for sure.
And then Caroline Rose, you had mentioned to me before that she was an artist that you were sort of keeping your eye on as we head into the summer.
Yeah, I think she's got so much promise. And if she's new to people's radar, her latest record is called Loner. And there's a song on it called Jeannie Becomes a Mom. And it's this sort of like woozy, synthy, also a great song for swimming. If you're a poolside, this is a great song to have on the go. And it's sort of it's a little bit funny. It's a little bit poignant. It's a little bit silly, maybe even. And it's just really fun and a good feel for a hot, sunny, summery day.
Now, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot because you opened the door, shall we say. What else is on the swimming playlist?
Oh, swimming playlist. Parquet Courts. Parquet Courts' Wide Awake is for sure on the swimming pool party playlist. A song last year that was on the pool party playlist that should forever be on a pool party playlist is Ti Amo by Phoenix, like some French dance pop. And on that tip too, Christine and the Queens, their new one called Girlfriend is great summertime poolside listening. You sort of want something with the right amount of bounce, the right amount of wooziness to it, and that's not like so bass heavy pumping that you're going to be like your ice cubes are going to be like shaking into the pool while you're lounging back and lying on your floaty. You need something like a little bit less disruptive than that, but still really fun.
Now, I would be remiss if I didn't remind people that they can hear Talia Schlanger on The World Cafe every Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. As the host of that program, is there a guest you haven't had the chance to have on yet that is sort of on your World Cafe bucket list, if you will?
Yeah, I'm almost nervous to say it and put it out there, because if it happens, I think I would be quite nervous. But there are three artists, and they are Joni Mitchell, Aretha Franklin, and Mick Jagger. I really want to sit down with Mick Jagger. I got some questions for that guy.
What's your first question for Mick?
How?
Right?
Yeah. Just How, Mick? How? Yeah.
And sort of, I mean, you have been the host of World Cafe for a couple of years on your own now. If you sort of look back, What was the moment where you sort of understood what you wanted that show to do as you as the host with Music Discovery?
I guess I wanted to really draw on what David had done so well for 25 years, which has just become a trusted voice. And I guess figuring out, you can really overthink how to do that. And ultimately, what feels like it's working now and what I've tried to keep in mind from the start is that I'm a music lover. I'm talking to people who are music lovers. So if I share what I'm into, with excitement and do my best to talk to artists in a way that's going to really make their music stick for people and add to those layers of enjoyment, then, you know, that's all I can do and that's all I can bring to the table. It's really just like a sincere platform to share with people who love music like I do.
To thank you for spending some time with us today, I think it's only fitting that we close out with a Joni Mitchell cover of Big Yellow Taxi. So we're going to do that for you.
Wait. You're playing a cover of Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi?
Yes.
Oh, who's doing it?
Nana.
Ooh, cool. Okay, cool. That's so great.
Talia Schlanger, thank you so much for just spending some time talking with us about Music Discovery and hopefully giving us something new to enjoy this summer.
Oh, Kevin, thank you for having me. I hope everyone has a wonderful, safe, and sunny summer.
So as we put the wraps on Sounds of the Season, the summer edition this July, I want to thank all our guests who've been a part of the conversation on Music Discovery over the past month. David Yaffe from Syracuse University, Jess Novak, local artist right here in Syracuse and contributor to the Syracuse New Times, Patrick Tui from the Spark Contemporary Art Space, and this week's guest, Talia Schlanger, host of The World Cafe. You can go back and listen to all of these conversations if you've missed any of them by going to our website at waer.org. I'm Kevin Claus. This has been Sounds of the Season on WAER Syracuse. Good night.